USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The United States and China came to Germany last weekend looking to patch tensions that was caused over a Chinese balloon, but a meeting between top diplomats showed how far apart our countries are. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken and China's State Council Wang Yi traded barbs on everything from the balloon in Taiwan to North Korea and Russia in their first meeting since the high-altitude craft traversed the United States and caused more finger-pointing than results. Secretary Blinken.
This was an opportunity to speak very clearly and very directly about the fact that China sent a surveillance balloon over our territory, violating our sovereignty, violating international law. And I told him quite simply that that was unacceptable and can never happen again.
A shooting Sunday night along a Mardi Gras parade in New Orleans, Louisiana, left one person dead and four others wounded. Three of the five victims were men, along with a woman and a young girl. An unidentified man died. A suspect was taken into custody in connection with the shooting shortly after the shots were fired. Police also reported two weapons were confiscated. North Korea launches a pair of ballistic missiles.
Both projectiles fell into the Sea of Japan off the Korean Peninsula. Japan's defense ministry estimated the missiles were fired at approximately 7 a.m. local time on Monday. North Korea acknowledged the launch as a, quote, super-large multiple rocket launcher exercise, which is a means of tactical nuclear attack, CNN reported. The country said it was in response to joint air training between the U.S. and South Korea on Sunday. I'm Jerry Barmash.
Anaheim, California police are investigating after a woman fell to her death at Disneyland. First responders were called to a parking structure at Disneyland Saturday night. Officers found an adult woman on the ground. She was taken to a local hospital where she was pronounced dead. Police say they are investigating the circumstances. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Well, I live here now. I live in L.A. It's really different than New York. It's a little different. It's 3 hours and 5 years behind New York.
Richard Belzer, the longtime stand-up comedian who also played in Law & Order SUV, has died at his home in southern France. He was 78. The actor Henry Winkler, Belzer's cousin, tweeted, "Rest in peace, Richard." A church is asking for prayers for former President Carter.
The church where Jimmy Carter has attended and taught is asking for prayers for the former president. It was announced this week that the 98-year-old Carter will spend his remaining time at home with his family under hospice care. A prayer leader at Maranatha Baptist Church in Carter's hometown of Plains, Georgia, led the congregation in prayer. The church choir followed with a rendition of America the Beautiful. I'm Dave Collins.
The Norfolk Southern CEO, Alan Shaw, is speaking out following a trail derailment in East Palestine, which exposed the town to hazardous materials. Following the trail derailment, the train company burned toxic chemicals, mainly vinyl chloride, into the atmosphere. The CEO says he stands by the decision. "I think we did what we needed to do in order to prevent an uncontrolled explosion in the evening," end quote. Also, according to Shaw, all air and municipal water tests have come back clean. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Meet Joe A.
Hi.
Joe B.
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A. is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B. is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C.'s Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect, support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.